Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, a very good evening, everybody, and as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria. I am television journalist Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host Michael Kay is going to be joining us in a few seconds, but we've got sort of an ongoing show that Michael and I like to do once a month whenever we can get this lovely lady to grace us on the air. Sandy Affley is going to be joining us to basically take your calls. She is a PEC psychic, and also she is a spiritual advisor. So we're going to have you guys call in so that Sandy can kind of help you what's going on in your life. And I always like to say everybody needs a little bit of Sandy inside of their life. But before we get to that, I do want to mention that we've got a show that's going to be coming up tomorrow as well that's actually dealing with a topic that I think Sandy would approve of. There's a wonderful young lady, I believe she's out there in California. Michael can tell us a little bit more about her, but she has this program where she's actually saving pit bulls. So we're really excited to have her on there. So if you are a lover of pit bulls, because they do get a very, very bad rap, then you want to make sure that you join in for tomorrow's show. Michael, are you with us online yet? Nope, I think we're still trying to wait to get Michael, and we're trying something different where we're actually doing the show through Skype. So Michael has to kind of call back in through his computer in order so that he can get on with us through Skype. But I think he's actually on the line with us now. MK, is that you? Are you there?
That is me, absolutely. It's always a little tricky because you have to call in right when the show goes live. So I just like the sound quality better. So, yes, I'm thankful to be here, now Skyped in live with my lovely news lady, and I'm thrilled that we're having Sandy Affley back on the show. Her book, of course, called The Daily Dance, How to Live Happy Ever After. I'm sorry, Your Guide to Life Happy Ever After. And we're going to be taking your calls tonight. So give us a call at 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364. I don't know why that doesn't roll off the tongue like it usually does. But before we take your calls, we're bringing back Sandy Affley. Sandy, welcome back to the show, my love.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be back.
Always a right answer.
Always a pleasure to be with you guys. Always a pleasure. And you have the nicest audience, too.
We do. We do. We're very gifted.
That's what you guys are wonderful, and you attract wonderful people.
Oh we God, just no. love you so much.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Before we get started, Sandy, Vic, do you have any questions? I know I got to go ahead and ask Sandy a few questions last time with my cat and stuff. My cat's fine now, mm-hmm. Sandy, so thank you for giving me that insight. That worked pretty good. And yeah, the little bit of Reiki on the shoulder did help, so that was a good thing. But Vic, before we get started, anything you want to know? Anything? Any direct? You've been traveling like a traveling nomad. So anything you want to share?
Well, you guys know that I'm just back from New Zealand, so that was a fantastic trip. But Sandy kind of follows me on Facebook. So, Sandy, where are you kind of seeing there for me? I'll let Sandy tell me.
In New Zealand? Specifically?
In New Zealand, absolutely.
Well, you know, I do follow you on Facebook because I just love to follow your adventures. And the first thing when you asked that question that came to mind was, not only is it an adjustment for you with time zones and travel and jet lag and all of that kind of thing, it's a different vibration there. It's a different mm-hmm. it's a different culture. It's a different way of being. And it feels really fresh and very clean. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean by
mm-hmm.
that? Like very fresh, very clean. And the message that's coming through really clearly for you is to embrace because you like to do things really fast. You know, you like to get going and do things, and we have an agenda. And it's going to take you a minute to get into their vibe of like relaxing a little bit, letting it and allowing it to come to you rather than trying to go after it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whatever it
that
is when you're there. And that's why I say like the jet lag, it's like an energy lag almost when you get there. Mm-hmm. And you want to like go, go, go. And it's like, okay, no. I'm in New Zealand now. I just need to relax. Because you might miss a few things if you go too fast.
Okay. Okay.
You might miss an opportunity. People move a little differently there, as they do everywhere. But especially there, I see you slowing down, and all of a sudden you look a little bit, like you out of your peripheral vision, and you look and you go, I never really noticed that before. I think I need to go and check that out. And that's where the magic is going to happen.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
It could be a phone call. It could be an email. It could be like someone you meet in a cafe or something like that, but it all has to do with you're slowing down and getting into the vibe of New Zealand.
Well, I can definitely tell you when you talked about adjustment, it was, to my surprise, a huge bit of an adjustment when I left there and came back to the States because people, the lifestyle there is 100% different than what it is here for us. I mean, everything is a much slower pace. You know, living is different, how they cook is different, you know, every single thing is totally different than America. So, you know, when you're in that environment, I had no choice but to slow down. And you're right, if you know me, I want everything done, I'm fast, you know, let's make it happen, we can do this. I'm not used to having to wait for things because I'm the person that actually can make stuff happen. So, and actually, I still think I'm still trying to adjust to actually being back from there. So you were right on the money when you said that it has been not only a physical but an emotional adjustment as well.
Yeah, like the energy lag, like jet lag is, but like maybe almost emotional lag kind of you know kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, but you like it over there, don't you?
I do. Yeah. And I didn't want to.
They like
come
you
back.
Too. It's good for everybody.
Yeah, Sandy, seriously. When you and me and Vic ever get together and stuff like that, Victoria is known for taking I can see all of DC in a day and a half, and we do nothing but run from dawn until dusk. And I'm telling you, it was so great to actually see her, observe her in her posts and everything. Take the time. We're just going here. We're watching the ocean. The ocean has great energy as well to go ahead and slow you down and kind of help you refocus. So, yeah, I was kind of laughing when she got home, and she's not used to the U.S. pace again, which is kind of funny, I see. But anyways, tonight we're taking your calls for Sandy Athey. Call with your questions. If you need help to get refocused, give us a call at 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364. Going to go to a little bit of music here. This is Jesse Terry with Scared of Nothing. We're taking your calls with Sandy Athey when we get back. Don't go away.
Remember that drive to the coffee bar? Oh, Charlie had to wake us in the back of the car. There were strangers in, and Vanuatu, such a foreign land. Oh, yeah, we sailed away, never ready to go. Only had each other when the South Seas rose. But nothing ever seemed to shake me and you. Built our own little castle in a rundown room. Oh, baby, I don't have all the answers. There's more ocean left to cross. There's no fear now, as the moonlight hits the floor. I said, baby, I ain't scared of nothing, baby, I ain't scared of nothing no more. But tomorrow we're pulling out of Tennessee, gonna see where those roads out west will lead. You know I always dreamed to get out on the road, I just couldn't bear to sing these songs alone. And I will live our whole lives in a fortress, so I feel like I know where you've been. And I guess that you never really lose your scars from that, until you truly find your other half. There ain't nothing you can do, nothing you can do. There's no fear now as the moonlight gets more. I said, baby, I ain't scared of nothing. Baby, I ain't scared of nothing. Baby, I ain't scared of nothing no more.
Jesse Terry, We're Scared of Nothing. You can check him out at www.jesseterrymusic.com. If you're just tuning in, we're listening to Adam with Victoria. Our beautiful Sandy Athey is joining us from the 410. We're going to go right to the calls. This is a call from the 111-111-1111. Caller, can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Trish, and I'm calling from Virginia. And that's a Skype call, which is why I did all the ones.
Sounds good for me. What's your question for Sandy, Trish?
Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? You're so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You're so pretty. The way I see you, like when we first disconnected, when Michael picked up your call, it was like all this really pretty light came in and all these pretty colors. You have a lot of colors around you. Do you like colors, like colorful environments?
I do. However, I could use help with my wardrobe, I will admit it.
A lot of black there, huh?
Wait,
isn't
much.
That funny? Well, how can I help you tonight, Trish?
Well, I currently have a job, but I'm looking for a new one, and I'm wondering if you could give me a little insight as to when I might find the right opportunity.
Sure. Oh, back to the color. And I have to ask you, Trish, this during the break when we were listening to the music, I kept getting a message from the other side, like somebody tapping me on the shoulder. And I'm not sure if it was for you, but it's getting stronger around you. Is there someone around you that is a Eugene or EU, something like Eunice or Eugene or something like that from the other side? I'm not good with names.
My middle name is Jean, but
okay.
As far as
no, it starts with an E, like an EU, like Eunice or Eugene, you know, something like that. So anyway, it may not be for you. It could be for someone else on the show. So I was just asking because when we didn't make that connection just this moment, it kind of backed off a little bit. So it might be for somebody else. But about your job, so the first thing I get is all these colors. So let's take a look and see what that means, what that message is, and your wardrobe. Now, what you're doing now, it's okay, but it's just not fulfilling a part of you that wants to be colorful and more creative and more expressive. And I feel like is there a group that you've recently joined or that you're thinking about joining, like a class or a group or something like that? Because that is your connection into the next job.
You know, it's funny. I temporarily relocated, and I'm in the process of going back to where I'm from. So I'm not in a group yet, but I could easily see me joining a group when I get back home.
Yeah, there's a group. I can't tell if it's a class or if it's a like a social group. It seems like it's a combination of those two things. And there's a person in there that it's just off the cuff. I see you like hanging out and you're talking and all of a sudden it's a nice, very nice gentleman. Maybe that's Eugene, but a very nice gentleman that says, have you ever thought of, and it's something that you had never thought of, but you would really love to do it. And it just falls right into place.
Oh, wow. I mean, that would be great.
And you're going to really enjoy it. I know you want something very different, and you're feeling a little bit restless. And have faith, because it's right around the corner for you. It's
okay.
right around the corner.
I do like what I do. I'm in an environment that's a bit toxic. I'm trying to remove myself from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's tough. You just want to be more a little bit more expressive. That's where the colors come in, because you have a beautiful, beautiful spirit. You're a lovely, lovely lady, and you have a really good heart, and you care about things, and that comes through. It hasn't been able to come through, and that's where you're feeling frustrated, but it will. Look for this gentleman at this social gathering or in this group, and you'll know exactly when you find it, and it'll just take right off, and it'll be beautiful. I see lots of colors and lots of beauty.
Well, thank you. And what I'll try to do is when I meet this person, I will call in and share the validation.
Cool.
That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, thank you. I love when that happens. I always appreciate that. It really helps with the work. So thank you so much.
Thank you for taking my luck with that.
It's a social group, I think. Oh, you'll find it.
I'm about to be much more social.
You'll find it.
I like that.
It's there.
Take care, right, Trish. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Trish.
Bye.
Well, there we go. Helping people one time, one person at a time. Going to keep the momentum going. Caller from the 302, I believe it's Delaware. Caller, can I have your first name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi,
I know
Kelly.
Who this is. This is Kelly. Hey,
yes,
Kelly, how
is.
Are you?
Hi, Kelly.
Sorry, I was a little distracted.
You were
Hi,
Kelly. Are you at one of the kids' games? Is that why you're distracted? You had a softball game now?
No, it's raining here, but I've got the kids here that are always distracting me. So.
How can Sandy help you today, Kel?
Hi, Kelly. What can I do for you?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
I have a real heavy heart about my son, and I don't know how to help him.
Mm.
I didn't know if you had any insight into
how
that.
How old is he? 10?
He's 13, yeah.
13. What happened when he was 10, Kelly?
What happened when he was 10? He went into a mental facility.
Oh, bless his heart. When he was 10. Yeah, because that 10 number is just so strong around there. And there was a medication that he was put on. And
wow.
Is he still on that medication?
Yes, he is. We've been trying to get him off for
kind of
quite
strong.
A while.
Yeah, it's all around this med, isn't it, Kel? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of focus around this medication. Okay, this is good, though. Focus a lot on his nutrition.
Okay.
Okay, and I know that's hard with a 13-year-old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it. I get that. But anything you
can
do.
Yeah, that's really hard.
I totally get that. But anything you can do to help him, teach him, guide him, all those wonderful words, to fresh, organic, delicious food. And more importantly is maybe what he needs to kind of stay away from, which is what he's really pulled to, which is the chemicals. You know, the chemicals and the sodas and the fast food and that kind of thing. He's really allergic to it, Kelly. He's very allergic to that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you notice he acts funny when he eats certain things. You've noticed this. I know you have.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
that you're like, what the heck? We just had dinner. Why is he acting like this? Be very careful. He's extremely sensitive to food, extremely sensitive to preservatives. And, you know, if you took him to a nutritionist, I'll bet you that you'd really get some great insights and help there, too. Because I know that's not an avenue that you've really explored, but it will help with his. Yeah, it will help with his mental health, very, very much so, very much so. To get that good, healthy food in there, and then you know, also you need a lot of reassurance. The creator's telling me that you need to know that everything's going to be okay.
Aww.
And that God knows that you love your son so much. And he also knows that you get really frustrated and scared and angry sometimes, and that's okay, too. You're only human, okay?
Wow. Yeah.
Don't get down on yourself
so
about
true.
That. Yeah, it's okay. Just take a deep breath and do the best you can, because that's what we're all doing. But you need a little reassurance that that's okay. It's okay. You know,
okay.
It's okay to be human, Kelly. It's really okay.
And if you cry, Kelly, we're all going to cry. So don't.
Yeah, don't do
the show
that.
Up.
I'm trying not to cry on the air.
No, you're so loved. Yeah. The universe hears your prayers very clearly, very loudly, and is answering them and hearing you and bringing you reassurance. Do the nutrition route. You'll see a huge difference. If you need any more guidance in that area, please set up a session with me or contact me. I love private sessions. I'd be happy to take it further. But that's a lot of good information there for you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Big hugs to you.
Thanks.
And your son, too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Take care, hon.
Bye, Kelly.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
And, you know, Sandy, I imagine when it comes to things like that with parents, and, of course, I'm not a parent, so I would never know for sure, but I've talked to enough parents to know that, you know, when it comes to your kids and when it comes to things in terms of problems that they have and you having to treat them, you know, with meds versus without meds, you know, whether it's ADH or, you know, whatever issues that, you know, that kids may have. That's a really, really, really tough choice, you know, when it comes
sure.
to that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility with another person's life and making those kinds of choices. And, yeah, it can be. And then now she's dealing with a teenager. So, you know, there's a lot of frustration just in that. And making sure you're making the right decisions. But she comes from her heart, and that's what the creator really wanted her to know, that, you know, as long as you come from your heart and you have good intentions and there's love there, then it's all good. We're all human. We're all going to do things. We're all going to get upset. It's just part of life. But as long as the intention is good and the love is there, then it's all good.
Absolutely. We're going to keep this ball rolling. Are you getting tired, Sandy? Do we need to take a break at all?
We're just getting started.
Great.
But as I say, I'm here for your show and your audience, and I'm so grateful to be here. So however I can be of service, and as many calls as you'd like to take, it's fine with me.
Great. We got another caller on the line calling in from the 856. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Susie.
Hey, Susie, where are you calling from? I know this
from
Susie.
From New Jersey?
From New Jersey, absolutely.
Boise. Hi,
Susie.
Susie.
Hi.
How are you?
It's nice to meet you. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you, too. What a nice smile you have.
Oh, thank you.
How can I help you tonight, Susie?
I had actually some questions about my health.
Ah, your health. Okay. Do you want me to just look generally or, because, you know, we're on the air. Anything specific you wanted me to check out?
I have a bile duct disorder, and I was just wondering if...
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say it's all digestive. Okay,
yeah.
So that would make sense with what you're saying. Okay. And have you ever tried digestive enzymes?
No, I have not tried them yet.
Your body is asking for help digesting your food, and there's a little bit of a pH thing that happens. You know, we all have a pH balance in our body, and our skin is a little more acidic, and, you know, inside needs to have the right pH. And eating, you know, there are old-fashioned remedies, apple cider vinegar, you know, things like that, but digestive enzymes are a wonderful, wonderful thing. But to the spiritual cause, because in the physical, there's always an emotional, a mental, and a spiritual cause of a physical something that's happening. And I'm looking at that there are things, you're very sensitive, and you know this, right? You're very sensitive, and you're very empathic. In other words, you feel things before you process them in your head. You feel them.
Yes.
Right? Like if you go somewhere, you're going to say, I don't feel like going in there, rather than looking at it and saying, oh, that looks like a good place. You will go by how it feels to you.
Yes.
Right?
That's me.
Okay. Thank you. So all of that is your gut, is your intuitiveness, and you're so amazing with it. Don't question it, okay?
Oh,
a lot of people have questioned it and have said, oh, no, you're wrong. And you've said, I know I'm right. I know that that doesn't feel right. Right?
I have.
Yeah.
Many
Trust
times.
It.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it's manifested in this digestive bile thing. I'm not going to call it a disorder. I'm going to call it an imbalance, you know. I'm going to be a little bit gentler with it. But the more you trust your instincts, the more you trust your emotions and that gut instinct that you have, and the more you say, appreciate your opinion, but I'm going to do what feels right to me.
Wow. That makes me feel so much better knowing that.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you're terrific with it. You got a really good sense. You got a really good sense with it. Follow it.
I feel like it's gotten better as I've gotten older. I do feel that.
Yeah, yeah. This is just a physical manifestation of, you know, some of that other stuff that wasn't validating it, but I'm here to validate it. It's good. Follow it, and it will really help to heal that disorder.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wow. Thank you for your smiles.
Oh, hey, anytime.
And I
will definitely be checking you out.
Oh, please do. I would welcome your energy. Yeah, I would welcome
definitely.
That.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You follow that
Thank
gut.
You.
It's good.
Thank you. Thank
Take
you, Michael.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye,
Susie.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have the nicest audience. You have the nicest audience.
We are gifted. We are gifted, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a little break. This is Margot Ray with Tempted, more with Sandy Athey, taking your calls at 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364. Taking your calls when we get back. Don't go away.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a cat. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Oh, past the jet town, the steeple, the laundry on the hill, billboards and the buildings, memories of it still. Calling, but forget it all.
some perfume, a fortune over you,
but it's not my conscience.
Margo Ray with Tempted. Check her out at margoray.com. Fantastic vocalist. Ladies, Sandy and Vic, it's funny because Kelly just emailed me privately over Facebook, and her conversation starts off saying, holy shit, looking up nutritionalists now. So,
good. Yeah. Oh, happy, happy, joy for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I know it will help him. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Sandy, we discussed this last time and on the show, but I think it's important for our listeners to hear actually every time all the listeners are listening. And when someone dials into you, especially for one of your one-on-one readings and stuff, you say you're not a fortune teller, you're not a futurist, you are a spiritual intuitive. What do you go on when someone calls in?
Oh, wow. I'm still trying to figure out who this EU is. Do you know who it is, Eugene? Or
I don't. I mean, I've got an uncle Eugene that passed away 100 years ago, but I mean...
Really?
Because
you asked me, what do I go on? And, it's funny because right now I'm seeing EU in front of me. I'm feeling an energy from the other side, but because I haven't made the connection yet, it's not coming in. It's someone who's very polite, and they're just sitting, waiting, and it's EU. It's like Eunice or Eugene or something like that. But what I go on is I like to say that I am the secretary for the universe, and I work the desk. You know, I just work here, and it's a big reception desk. I get messages from souls. I get messages from the animals. Oh, I have one for you, Victoria, from your puppy. I get messages from the Creator, from Earth Mother. I get messages, and they go in the inbox. And then when I speak to someone, I go check their inbox. And it's like a radio wave. So I'll go, okay, I got to check Kelly's inbox. What's her question? Let's see what the answer is for that. And it's really, that simple. I tune into their frequency by getting their name and where they're calling from, and then I go check their inbox, and I ask very politely, do you have a message pertaining to their question? Whether it, well, you guys have heard me, and that's, and it's kind of like asking, Jimi Hendrix how he plays the guitar. It's like, I don't know, you just pick it up and you play. It's kind of hard to explain it, but, I don't know if it's a skill or a talent or how you would categorize it, but I'm so grateful to have it and to be able to bring these insights and these messages that help and that are of service to people. And, Victoria, I've got a message from the puppy on the leather couch.
Yes.
And the puppy says that to help with you're re-engaging in being back here, you're re-acclimating, that you should remember to walk.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Because he said that you haven't been walking as much as you used to, especially when he was around. But that walking was really good, and it really helped you to get grounded and to get movement and will help you to re-acclimate.
Okay. And it's funny because I just put a post on, a posting on Facebook, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about, me giving other people advice about walking, because I used to do it so much with Abby, and I've been trying to do it a little since I've been back to sort of get myself back into the swing of things. So, yes, I will take that.
Oh, thanks for the validation. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
That was 2 days ago. She says all it takes is 30 minutes a day,
yeah.
4 days a week. Absolutely. I remember that now.
Yeah, walking is great. It's so easy, and anybody can, you know, we can all do. We can just walk out or walk down the stairs or walk around the block.
And it doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe you need a new puppy to walk with you.
I've been thinking about that. It's sort of still in, I know. It's sort of still in my head. So, no, I definitely have been thinking about it. And everyone has still been asking me, did you get a puppy yet? Do you want to get a puppy yet? So it is definitely still in my head for sure. But, yeah, that should be validation for you because I just did something about walking and was saying how, you know, thinking in my head that I really need to get back to it because I spent most of my time doing it with her and I actually enjoyed it. In fact, she lost more weight walking than I did, so I always thought that was kind of funny.
Well, it was good for both of you.
Yeah.
It was good for everybody. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the puppy came in to remind me or to give the message to remind you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
sure.
you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I find it so funny. The validation, and it doesn't screw me up, Sandy. I mean, I think you're the real deal, but I love hearing the validation myself because it's just fantastic to get that. It's fantastic to hear. That's all I can go ahead and say. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sandy Athey. He's taking your calls tonight at 718-664-9364. If you want to go ahead and contact Sandy personally, you can go to sandyathey.net. And for a one-on-one session, you can call her at 410-747-6510. We've got a couple more callers coming in that I'm waiting on. Until then, we're just going to go ahead and listen to a little bit more music. This is Preston Leatherman with Harmony. Don't go away. More with Sandy Athey taking your calls when we get back.
Like steamy rays from the burning sun. I took it at the park, having so much fun. I can't stop now. No, I can't stop now. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. Like blowing out candles every birthday year. Like two scoops of ice cream and a cup of beer. I can't stop love. No, you can't stop love. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. 'Cause we belong together. We're just two things that belong.
We're just two things that belong to me. You can't deny. We're perfect for each other and it's clear.
other one was Harmony. You can go ahead and check them out at PrestonLeatherman.net. And keeping up with the Harmony, trying to reharmonize the world, is Sandy Athey joining us, taking your calls tonight. We're going to jump right into it and go to a caller from the 434 area code. Caller, can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller? Hello, caller? Sandy, work your magic. 434. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you're live on the air with At Home with Victoria with Sandy Athey. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Beth, Lynchburg, Virginia.
Hey. Oh, thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Sandy's all yours.
Hi. How
Hi,
are
Sandy.
You, Beth?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm not exactly sure how this reading works. So can you tell me something about what it is that you do? I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, sure. I am a spiritual intuitive, and my gift really is helping you find what's holding you back, whether that be a relationship or a job or whatever it is, your health. I'm here to offer insights to be of service to you in whatever it is that you're interested in knowing about. I was just telling Michael and Victoria, I'm like a secretary to the universe, Beth, and I'd be happy to check your inbox and see if you have any messages pertaining to your question.
Okay. How about people that have passed over?
Are you related to anybody with an EU, like Eunice or Eugene or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Anything with an E? Somebody's been hanging around.
We're bound to find this E person if it kills us.
And I had a brother, Lee.
No, that's not connecting. But, okay, Beth, before there's a little bit, and I want to thank you so much for calling and for doing this, because there is a bit of a... I'm not going to call it a block, but I just did. But I'm going to say it's more like you're not really quite sure, you don't really know me, so there's a little bit of a hesitation. We'll just call it a hesitation. And when there is a hesitation, it doesn't make it for a clear read for me, because I won't like barge through the hesitation. It's sort of like knocking at the door, you know, and the person's kind of looking through the peephole, or they take the chain and they kind of peep through the door instead of inviting me directly in. So I'm not going to just, you know, barge right in. So is there something that I could, you know, help you so you could get to know me better or feel comfortable, or
I mean, I don't feel like I have like that. I mean, I just, you know, I don't really know too much about you, but I was kind of interested in hearing something about my brother, and I had a feeling
okay.
that he's been around me, so I was kind of hoping maybe you would know something about that or pick up on something like that.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And, you know, that kind of, I keep calling it a block, that kind of thing can come in so many different ways and for so many different reasons. Was there something about your brother that would bring this type of thing? Was there some sort of I want to say maybe like an addiction or a pain, or was there something like that with him that was surrounding why he passed?
He had died of a heart attack. It was a really fast, he died pretty quick. It's a massive heart attack, and he stood up and died, I believe, was what the medical report said. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Was there something around him at that time? I'm just trying to get through the door, okay?
Okay.
Because there is, and usually when this happens, it can be for many different reasons, as I said, and it can probably, it will always have something to do with you or your question. So if there's no skepticism or shyness when it comes to talking with me, then it has something to do with your brother and his passing and why it would be here, either an embarrassment or something he doesn't want to talk about, or, you know, there's something that is bringing a screen, and I can't see through it, like a block, like a door. And, of course, we're on the radio, so I want to go as quickly as possible. And I want you first to understand really, Beth, that it's not a bad thing, okay?
Okay.
It's not that at all. It's just there. And it doesn't mean anything. It just means that it's like if you're like Sandy, can you see through that wall? It's like, no, but I can see through the window. You know, I mean, it's not a bad thing that I can't see through the wall. It's just that the wall is there. So I could get into it a little bit further if we had a little bit more time. I could probably, you know, check it out to see what happened with the wall. I think it has something to do with your brother, and it feels like an embarrassment of some sort, Beth.
Wow.
You know, we all have something, you know, that we're,
I'm sure there, I mean, I didn't, not that I was aware of, he just passed quickly and I never had a chance to say goodbye and, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah,
how long
you.
Ago was that?
4 years ago, I think.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
And I keep trying to, you know, find a window in this wall.
I think this is a really good time, Sandy, to go ahead and to recommend a private reading, because over the radio, too, it's very, very hard. So, darling, if you wanted to go ahead and contact Sandy personally at 410-747-6510, maybe off the air would be a better way of opening up that window to your brother. What do you think?
And it could be a shyness. Maybe he doesn't want to be on the radio.
That could be true. Yeah, that could be very, very true.
You know, it could be a lot of different things. But I want to thank you, Beth, because it does bring up – I don't think I've had this happen on this show at all.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yeah.
I haven't.
No, you
I haven't.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you for that, because it really – is a lesson for all of us in saying, hey, sometimes, you know, it happens, and it's nice to be able to have a chance to explain it and explore it a little bit. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me,
and I'll take that number down if you want to give it to me again, and
sure,
we'll try to call you off the line.
It's 410-747-6510.
Okay. Got it.
Got it.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank
have a good
you
night.
Very much.
Thanks. Good night.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Going to move quickly on to one more call. We're running out of time here. Caller from the 410. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
This is Bob from Chestertown.
Hey, how are you, Bob from Chestertown?
Hey, Michael. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you in the car?
I'm driving. I'm on my way to see my baby.
Oh, I know. I don't like
not
to do
carefully.
Reads while people are driving. Yeah. I could tell that you were moving. But what can I do for you tonight, Bob?
I'm completely hands-free. I just wanted to see if maybe you could tell me anything. About 4 years ago, had my wife passed and a lot of life changes. And just wanted to see if you were feeling anything for it.
You don't. Her name didn't start with an E, did it?
No, it started with an AU.
An AU. I saw an EU. Oh, interesting. What's the AU?
Augusta.
Oh my gosh! Thank you. It's her. She's here.
It's
oh,
remember, I kept saying EU, but it was an
AU.
I'm not good with names. Okay, it's okay. She's here. Okay, she's definitely here. She's a very, very strong presence. Bob, are you there?
I am.
Oh my goodness. I think Bob, are you there?
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because it keeps going in and out. All right, she's hilarious. She's got quite a sense of humor. This girl here. Right, Bob?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, can you pull over? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, because it's really difficult for me to follow you while you're trying to drive and to do a read while you're trying to concentrate on driving. It's very, very difficult and dangerous at the same time. So if we have time and you can pull over, we can talk to her.
I'm already pulled over.
Great.
Okay, great. It's tell me your name again, Augusta?
Bob.
No, Bob, what's her name?
It's
Augusta.
White.
What is it?
Augusta.
Augusta. Okay, okay, I do have that right. Okay, Augusta. She's got quite a sense of humor, Bob. She and she is telling me that that you're not completely settled in the car, but that's okay. she's telling me that she didn't always – that you knew her sense of humor, but that she lost it before she passed away, that she was really quite solemn and quite glum, and she's really sorry for that. She's sorry that she put you through that. She said that she put you through a very difficult time, and it went on for a while, she said, and it was really hard, and she wasn't fun, and she wants you to remember her as fun, and she's showing me a picture of her in jean cut-off shorts and a little tank top at the beach. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I know that picture.
You know the
wow.
picture. Thank you. Okay, the
that
jean shorts that are
city.
Rolled up with the little tank top?
Yes.
Okay, you have the picture.
I don't have it on me. That's the picture from when she was about 10 years old.
Oh, she wants you to remember her like that, like fun at the beach. Now, do you resonate with the part she's talking about where it wasn't fun towards the end?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Was she ill?
There were, well, for about 8 years, there were some addiction issues.
Oh, thank you. She was bleeding into the other read with Beth. Okay, because she's been sitting here wanting to talk to me, and I kept picking up addiction or embarrassment or all kinds of things. Okay, Beth, it wasn't for you. That was the block. Augusta was putting the block on your read so she could talk to Bob. Okay, got it.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying, Michael?
Yeah, I do. I get it.
You see, you get it. Okay.
Yeah, we got seven minutes
Beth,
left, Sandy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Bob. So she wants you to know she's sorry about all the darkness and the no fun and the not. But she wants you to remember like the picture with the shorts. Okay. And she has more to say to you if you'd like to call and set up a private time or the next time I'm on the radio, you're welcome to call. But she is definitely. She's been here the whole show. She's been waiting for you, and she wants you to forgive her. And she's sorry, 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 sorry.
Thank you.
Wow, that, Bob. That yeah. Make sure to call back in, Bob. I'll send you the personal information and stuff to Kelly and everything like that. But yeah, Bob, thanks for calling in. We were waiting for you. Yes, apparently.
And kiss the picture. Kiss the picture. She wants you to remember her with the little shorts and the tank top.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob. I'm sorry for your loss.
Safe
journey.
I'm getting better now.
Good.
That's good.
Good, good, good.
You know, that freaks me right out because we were waiting for EU the whole hour, and all of a sudden AU pops in, and I didn't even know Bob was going to go ahead and call in. That was,
yeah.
That was so
wow.
Cool.
Well, you see, and here I was saying the same things to Beth, but there was this block, there was this block, there was this block.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to say, oh, yeah, but I kept picking up, but it was her because she was getting a little impatient. She was impatient, or she was patient at first, but then she got a little impatient, so the universe put a little block there so I wouldn't mix up the reads.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You see?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But it came through like, bam, as soon as it was that AU. Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that is, I don't want to
and
use
and that picture is so clear of her on the beach with the shorts and the tank top. Wow.
Mm. Amazing.
Yeah. Wow, Vic, another great show with Sandy Athey. If you want to go ahead and contact Sandy for a private reading, once again, that number is 410-747-6510. Go ahead and check out her book, The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. It's at Amazon.com, or you can go to sandyathey.net. Sandy will be rejoining us in 4 weeks, the last Monday of every month. Sandy,
yay.
I can't thank you enough. This was a friggin' fantastic show. Again, I tell you, it amazes me every time how you're so quickly to connect. And I love the way that if someone is apprehensive and they are blocked in the energy transfer, that you don't make shit up. You know what I mean? Because it's just good of you not to. You
thank
know what I mean?
You.
If you're not getting
I do
the
best
fine.
I can. Yeah. And if I don't get it or don't see it or there's a block, I'm just going to say, you know, because
right.
I want
I'm
everybody to
it.
Get the best message possible.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Sandy, darling, thank you so much. And we will see you again
thank
in 4 weeks.
Thank you, guys.
And
I love you guys.
As always, it is a pleasure. So thank you so much.
Safe journeys, y'all. And I'll talk to you next month.
Okay, bye-bye.
Michael K., excellent job. Well done. And, yeah, I do like, you know, just on a last note before we say goodbye, I do like if she's not feeling something, then, yeah, she's just not going to make it up.
No, absolutely. And how cool was that with the EU and AU? I mean,
I know, the entire time, yeah.
Entire time she was sitting there waiting, so that was kind of freaky. But anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I want to thank Susie Gibbs for calling in, as well as Trish, Kelly, and Beth as well, absolutely. But, yeah, for another edition of At Home with Victoria, tune into International Connections tomorrow. Yeah, you're on live tomorrow again at 5 o'clock American, correct?
Yeah, tomorrow 5 o'clock American time, and then we're back here on Wednesday, I believe, with another show as well about pit bulls.
About pit bulls and the misunderstood life of pit bulls. Rebecca Corey, comedian from Last Comic Standing, will be joining us to go ahead and talk about that for. But for At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. I want to thank everybody up in chat, and Vic, have a great night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.